Dad drives you to school.
I drive you to school.
Okay. We leave at 8:15, 16, 17.
More like 8:20, depending on the morning.
No. Sorry, mister. When were you awake?
This is Dad over here. Oh.
You're predictable.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Why is there always so much hair on these?
Though I will say, Tills, when I was editing the audio last time, you were so loud. Like, not for all
Sorry.
Of it, for the back part. No, it's okay.
It's not okay.
I had to gain stage a bunch of different parts of your voice.
Gain stage, nerd.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I think I did yours as well, to be fair.
He probably does yours every time.
Yeah, everyone was just shouting so much last episode. Maybe we just have a chill episode.
Why don't we just play a game?
We could play a game.
I'm down to play a game. You down to play a game, Tills?
Mm-hmm. Before we do, welcome back to the 13 Again podcast. That's Harvey, I'm Max, that's Tilly. Let's play a game.
Thanks for helping us reach our goal of 60,000 subscribers.
We're getting closer
to 70,000 now, which is really exciting. We might even already run it by the time this is out. We don't know. It's crazy. If we can get to 100,000 by Tilly's birthday, which is the 27th of March.
Happy birthday!
We will...
Wow, that's a face.
we'll come to all your houses and give you all a hug.
No,
all 100,000 of you.
To stop promising stuff like this. It's
I will not be participating.
Not yeah, I won't be there either. You're going to be on your
That's
own.
That's fine. I got some
giving time. Giving 100,000 people hugs.
Got some time. You got loads of time.
Sounds like a great video, to be fair, but I do not want to be part of it.
Anyway, the game I wanted to play, are you familiar with a game I'm sure there's a better word for it. I don't believe you.
Ow.
Just say what it is.
Well, it's But we're going to have to bleep that because I don't want to, you know, get demonetized. But basically, the way the game works is that we'll give a theme and then we'll all decide one after the other how many of those things we think we can name.
Okay.
And then the second that someone doesn't believe that you can name one of those in 30 seconds,
okay,
we'll call them out and see if they can do it.
I didn't get it.
So, I'll give you an example. The theme is foods. How many foods you could name in 30 seconds. Mm. Do we do it two at a time or all three of us at a time?
We'll just go, you say how many you can name.
So I'll say, I can name three foods in 30 seconds. Then you say, well, I can name four. Then is it you?
Yeah, I can name 10.
And then I'll go, well, I can name 15.
And then what if I stop?
If you're like,
I can't do more than that.
You say bullshit.
Or you think he can't do more than that, then you call him out. And you have to say bullshit.
You have to say bullshit.
I'll just say bull.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We'll let you say bull. It's a bit harsh to make you swear.
All right. I've got a first theme.
Please, I don't have any.
The theme.
Also, sorry, can we not do foods? Because I'm a bit confused.
No, it's fine. It was an example, Tills. Okay. I was about to give you the theme.
Also, is your knee in front of your face right now? Oh, Dobby's got a timer as well.
Oh, I've got a timer. Do you want to? Oh, you know what? I take too much away from you. I'll let you do the timer, Dobby. Yeah. Anytime.
Not him holding it up, by the way. He's like really proud.
He was so excited.
You just shout whenever. Yeah. It's time.
Okay.
Wait, in 30 seconds.
But first we have to decide.
Jesus Christ.
We've decided. So we don't need to worry about the timer yet.
It's going swimming.
Okay. Right? The theme is musicals. I reckon. In 30
You're
seconds.
You're going to start with like 15.
No, I reckon 8.
I could do 9.
God, I can probably do 10.
I could do 11.
I could do 12.
I could do 13.
Oh, can she?
I don't know. I think we'd make her,
13
you know?
Is tough.
It's your call because you're next. So, but I would call bullshit.
Oh, I really want to see her do it, but I want to try and do it.
Go.
No. Let her do it.
No.
Call it. It's worth it. It's better for the content.
Bullshit.
Let's go. Can I have a minute?
So what was it?
You got 30 seconds to name 13 okay. musicals. You ready?
Wait, no waiting. Question. Can I say the junior?
No.
Oh, flip me.
It's got to be the musical and it can't be a play.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Anastasia, Matilda, Shrek, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, School of Rock, High School Musical,
High School Musical, the musical.
High School Musical.
It is a thing.
There are so many more.
Oh, I know. Lion King. Mean Girls.
Yes, nice.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Sure.
I'm stuck.
And that's time. You got Book of Mormon, Operation Mincemeat, Frozen.
Hamilton.
Les
Mis.
I know, I had them all in my head before.
Jersey Boys.
Bro, I would have rattled through. I genuinely think I could have done close to 30.
Yeah, quite possibly. It's a shame.
Yeah,
it's disappointing.
I know. Tills. It's hard. Go, 14. Go right now.
Okay, Mrs. Doubtfire.
You can't say any of the ones I said.
Okay, I'll try. But Mrs. Doubtfire, Operation Mincemeat, Book of Mormon. Well, I guess I can say the ones I already said. Frozen, Hamilton, Babies the Musical. Okay.
Your favourite.
There's Burlesque. There's Beetlejuice.
There you go.
There's
Phantom
of the Opera. Love Never Dies.
Yes, he is.
There is... What am I on?
You got 5 seconds.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, I got 10. But yeah. To be fair, I was trying to think of ones that she hadn't said, which is kind of... You said a lot of obvious ones, but...
And that also does add another hurdle of what has she already said. So I don't know why we did that. You lost. Unlucky Tills. What's the next theme?
So did Harvey. You lost. Unlucky.
The
mate.
Next theme was going to be football teams.
Oh, well, I'm actually not too bad at this.
I like this one.
Leo's taught me a lot.
I like
do you know
this
what
one.
Me and Leo used to do, actually? Fun fact. We used to, you know those buzzers that we used in the thingy? We used to sit in the conservatory and we'd get up YouTube videos and we'd play Guess the Football Team by the Badge. So I learned so many more names of football teams
well,
by
maybe
playing
you'll be
that.
Good at this then. All right, football teams.
But Max is obviously going to...
I reckon I could name 10.
I can do 15.
Oof.
Dufflip.
16.
I couldn't.
You could.
I couldn't.
Call me on it then.
Ball.
There we
no,
go.
Well,
ball what, sorry?
Wait, no, I take it back.
Oh. Why? To be fair, she didn't say the full thing.
Can I just pull out?
No,
but you can't call
just,
me on it.
Just
okay,
call me.
Okay.
16.
Bullshit.
I need. Okay, well I quit.
Shall I do it?
You can do more than 15 though. Just
no, no. Okay, obvious. Okay. We'll carry on playing. 17.
18.
Bullshit. I can't say it.
Well, I'm not in anymore.
What do you mean you're not in? Just
you
call,
can't just retract
oh,
from the...
You've
just
ruined
just
this
call
game.
In, call in. Yeah, okay. 18 football
correct.
Teams
this
in 30
is, this
seconds.
This is going to be tricky, but yeah. I will do my best. Okay.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
Southampton, Norwich, Leicester, Tottenham, Man United, City, Chelsea...
Which city?
Burnley. Sorry, Man City. Burnley. Bournemouth, Wolves, Watford... Bristol.
Nottingham Forest.
Stop talking!
Did I say Arsenal? Liverpool. Crystal Palace. Have I got it?
No.
Cheltenham.
You're out of time.
You're out of time. You were like one or two
you
short.
You guys kept throwing. I was in such a rhythm and you kept throwing
I didn't
me off.
Say anything.
That you said City. So you
no, no, no. In my defense, he can't just be as
I will give him that.
Generic
that's fine.
City.
That is fine. You were a menace. You were just spouting nonsense.
I said one thing.
I did
thing.
Have that.
In
I gave you one.
How many did I get? 14?
I think, no, I slightly lost count, but I was going to just wait till you got... It was like 16, I think, that you got to.
What was I meant to get?
18. Yeah. But you could have then said another city if you could have thought of one. Like, is Newcastle? Did you say
yeah,
Newcastle?
I didn't say Newcastle. Yeah. I'm such an idiot.
Isn't there isn't Nottingham Forest one?
Yeah,
something.
Forest are one. Yeah.
Do you want to choose a theme or should we move on?
I want to choose a theme.
Yeah.
Disney princesses.
Okay, I like that. You should start.
All right, I can...
6.
Oh, sorry, I thought you pointed at me.
I could name 10.
11.
Ball.
He's back. For 11 Disney princesses.
I actually did not want this one.
Okay, in 3, 2, 1, go.
Moana.
She's not a princess.
Well, I'm done. Rapunzel. Cinderella. Snow White. Daphne.
That's Scooby-Doo.
Christ. Elsa. Anna.
Elsa's a queen.
Shut
she
up.
She is a princess.
I hate this. Knick-knack. Stitch.
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas. Elphaba.
Yeah, you got like 6.
Merida.
Oh my god.
Elphaba.
I'm so bad at Disney princesses.
She's a witch.
I would have even given you Glinda.
She's not Disney.
Yeah, but that's closer than Elphaba.
Yeah. Sorry, you could. I think the best thing to do would have been to think of like the Wreck-It Ralph 2 film and all of
that. Yeah,
the
that's
ones
what I was thinking of when
room.
I said it.
There's a lot of them in there, like Merida. Did you say her?
I said Merida.
I don't even know half of their names.
Is she technically a princess?
Mm-hmm. She is.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, fantastic. I'm glad we did that. Thanks, everyone, for having me.
I'm not.
Max is disappointed in himself.
Tilly, I hear you've got a story for us. Not a story. You've got something to tell us.
Oh, I'm getting jabs on Fridays, which is in 2 days.
You enrolling in a boxing class, or are you...
No, like, they're supposed to, like, try and prevent cancer or something.
Ah.
That's an interesting development. And yeah. Is this doing this school-wide?
Wow. So this is a new thing, or...? I don't think we had that.
No, I want it.
Have well, no, it's for girls only.
What?
Oh, for breast cancer. Probably. Maybe that was a thing.
I got told it was just cancer, like cancer general.
That's crazy.
Hmm. That's what mum said, but...
Good on them, if they've actually figured something out.
Have you had a jab before?
Yeah, I had one last year at school. I cried, like cried. Needles are one of my... I don't like needles.
Can you ask... Whenever you're getting it done, if you're allowed to just set your phone up and film it. So
he already said that to
react
me.
React to it.
Right on it.
You're not allowed. What if we talk to one of the teachers?
She's going to figure something out.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, I said don't necessarily get the process, like, but get the
we
before
We just get like
after.
A CCTV camera
the
and
thing
just
is,
like a silent
the thing is,
going.
The thing is that I asked mum if we could do it through like a doctor, she could come with me.
Yeah.
They said no. And then like there's loads of people that get to have their parents, like if they ask, like special, like get to have their mum or their dad come in. And I was like, well, I want you to come in because there's not a reason why I shouldn't.
Yeah, but then you're going to have to like fake anxiety or something.
No, but no, that's not how that works.
Like, and then mum probably also just went, nah.
Well, yeah, but I'm like, if she comes in, she would film it.
Right.
She's got dogs to walk.
That's what she said.
No way that's happening. Not going to be there for my daughter. These dogs need walking.
And I have a little story about that, which I'm not happy about. Because my dad drives me to school every morning. And
just
like,
your dad.
Our dad.
Yeah, I'm talking to the camera. And
me, you mean? We'll get back to that. Sorry.
Carry on, Tills. Dad drives you to school.
I drive you to school.
Okay, we leave at 8:15, 16:17.
More like 8:20, depending on the morning.
No, sorry, mister. When were you awake?
This is dad over here.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me restart that. Also, you said our dad. He's not your dad.
Yeah,
I kind of messed this whole thing up from the beginning.
Well.
Now, okay. I'm confused. I can't imagine what they're feeling right now.
Basically... We never leave at 8:20 because I'd be late for school.
Mm.
Okay?
Oh.
So we leave about 8:15, 8:16, depends on the time. Anyway, like I use that 8:10 pass like that to my advantage. I like cram everything I need to do in those 10 minutes. And because mum was driving me to school when you were away at a meeting for 2 days, she was like, you have to be in the car by 5 past.
Do we have a 2-day meeting?
Paul Harvey, you moron. She was trying to make sense of your fuckwittery.
Yes. Yes, I remember now. I was in Germany.
Basically,
on a conference.
Well done.
Yeah.
She was like, you have to be in by like 5 past. And if you're not there, it's going without you. So I was like, fine, I can do this.
Mm.
Basically packed everything the night before. And I was like, ready by 5 past. And she was like missing, like I couldn't hear her in the house. She wasn't like outside in the car or anything. And I was like, she clearly hasn't left without me, but where is she? So I was like looking around for her, and I was going to call her, but her phone was on the table. And I was like, and then I looked at her phone on the table and then went to call her. And I was like, wait, that still doesn't make sense.
Mm.
And so then I was waiting for like 2-3 minutes. And I was like, well, she said it was going to leave without me, but it's not going anywhere because she's not in it. And so I was like walking around the house. I was calling her name and she was having a lovely little chat with one of the dog's mums.
Ah.
And she was very late. And she was like stressing to me that she was being so nice to drive me somewhere and that I could not be late because it was rude. Blah, 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 blah.
To who? Behold, her?
Yeah.
Wow.
Saying that she literally was like, I can't move my day around for you. I have to. I'm leaving late already for you. I normally leave at 8.
She gets like that. She gets really sassy.
Oh, I'm sort of thinking, have you met our mother?
That's... Yeah, but it's like, and me and Dad and I, I'm really hoping Mum doesn't watch this. We say sometimes about how, like, sometimes she leaves at a similar time to us. Mm. And that to her is very late. And, like, she leaves when it's okay for her. But, like, Dad had to go and move around all the cars because she couldn't stay to help him move the cars. So then I was late.
Ah, yes.
And she was like, I can't push back my day for you guys.
Yeah, no, facts.
Sorry, love.
This came from getting a jab.
Yeah. Also, to clear up the last sort of like 5 minutes for anyone who is genuinely so confused, there is a running joke that I am Tilly's dad. I am, in fact, not. But we were trying to make that seem like I was.
We... You.
Well, I have the running joke, yeah. So if any of that made no sense to you, then that's why. And it actually leads us on to what the other thing we were going to talk about was, mm-hmm. which I know I've roughed up your schedule a little bit.
But
fact checking on the internet is a very, very good thing until it's gone. And apparently it's gone. So
yeah, I think Meta, Instagram and even various other platforms just decided, screw the fact checking, let people post and say what they want. And there's two sides to it. It's interesting, but it's also quite scary.
Yeah, so an example of this would be that I go onto the internet and I tell people that I'm Tilly's dad. But that's harmless because it affects no one.
No.
It changes no one's lives personally. I guess it maybe makes people... question their relationships with their parents because we act like we are siblings. Yeah.
I think what's scary about it is when politicians decide to just spread utter nonsense about each other. Because obviously they do that in their, you know, little speeches and competitions before the actual election anyway.
Well, but this is really boring.
I know. The second he started talking about politics, I just...
I'm sorry. I'm stating the facts that we need to get past and then we can get to the fun bit. But it is just going to get chaotic of... who do you believe at the end of the day and how can you rely on a source when it's like news sources, they're going out of business because everyone's getting their news from social media anyway. And now also, how do you know what is going to be legit and real on social media regardless? Because they've taken that away.
You're going to have to revive her somehow.
Anyway, Tills.
Unicorn.
What false fact would you spread on social media if you were to... Not that we're encouraging that, because we're going to keep everything nice and clean and happy.
Not
days
me. I'm going to keep lying.
Okay. But yeah, what
keep lying.
What would you spread?
What have you been lying about?
Everything. I think a couple of weeks ago I said Leo attaches squirrels to fireworks or something.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought that was true.
Yeah, it is.
I saw it happen.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah.
Same.
Anyway, what lie would you make up? Maybe preferably to like suit you so that it makes your life easier.
Makes my life easier. Something about I was never a 13-year-old. I'm actually like 22. Oh wait, no, I can't be 22. I'm older than you guys.
Why would you want that? What would that help you
funny.
With?
It's just funny.
Right.
Because then TikTok can't.
Comments. She could actually earn some money. There's a lot of benefit right now. I feel bad for people that do actually want to take social media seriously that are under 18, because it's really tough to warrant it.
Especially nowadays.
I suppose it kind of makes sense, because actually then there's not any sort of young kids being forced into it. I mean... but no, she's not.
She has free will. She could walk up and leave right now.
Wait, seriously?
Sit back down.
Oh.
Would you
get up and leave?
I thought that wasn't in the contract.
There is no contract.
Don't talk about the contract on the podcast. They don't know about that.
You can edit it, but it's not live.
That was a joke, obviously. But where were we going?
Yeah,
with
that's
that?
Where that's where I was confused. I was trying to bring it back to where we were at. Under 18-year-olds not being able to, you know, do social media properly. I feel bad for them, but at the end of the day, they don't actually really need money at that stage. I mean, dependent on their situation, to be fair.
Well, no one doesn't need money.
Yeah, but like, what's
no,
a 13-year-old?
Some people that want money.
Well, yes. You want money? Well, if you just got a load of money, what would you spend it on?
A holiday.
Or my favorite question, which I said to Max the other day.
And then paying the bill for me being off school so many times. Gosh.
Is there a bill for that?
I complain about that, yeah.
I think parents go to jail at some point if it gets too much, though. So
no, there's no way. There's no chance.
No, they just get fined a lot.
Yeah, you can maybe get fined. I'd
pay to go on holiday and then I pay the fine.
Yeah, all right. Well, my favorite question is the if you could change anything in the world to being $1 or £1, what would you change? And my favorite answer to that is, you know how people say kindness costs nothing? Well, now it costs $1. So
I was going to say first class seats.
I said a house.
Yeah. That's a much smarter option, but
house would be good. But then a lot of people would lose money because, you know, property. I'm trying to think what fact I would spread. It would probably be... No, I know exactly what
something
I would say.
Something not believable.
Dobby has slept with 100 women.
that is the fact that I was spread.
That's getting cut.
That is absolutely...
Oh, poor Dobby.
What do you stand to gain from that?
No, I gain nothing, but Dobby's a fucking legend.
What, and you, like, you've got more like social credit by standing next to him?
I get nothing.
He just gets the joy of Dobby's embarrassed face.
No, he wouldn't be embarrassed. Dobby would embrace it.
Look
like
at his face right now.
And I think it's the perfect misinformation to spread.
You're a dick.
sorry, Dom. It's close though, close to us.
That's not true. You're such an asshole. Sorry,
poor Dobby. Oh my gosh.
I can't think of a fact that I'd like want to spread.
Can I just say no wonder Dobby only comes here to film nowadays.
Yeah. That's not true. Me and Dobby hang out all the time.
That's not true. He came here the other day on the live. I thought he was gonna stick around. He's like, no, I'm just waiting for this and I'm leaving.
He's so ill. Have you not seen him?
Dobby, it's okay. You can admit to not liking them. I don't either.
That's fair.
I think at the best of times he definitely doesn't. But
we do just pay him to stick around.
He's still here, so. Or I have a would you rather.
Would you rather?
If we're done with the misinformation,
I'm
spreading.
Done with that. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you rather?
Why, whenever I introduce this, does that mean it's your cue to just do one off the top of your head?
Okay. So would you rather?
Yeah.
Max didn't do a would you rather, or he definitely didn't do a would you rather.
Definitely, didn't.
Okay, next segment.
Would you rather be allergic to water or the sun?
The sun, it's easier to hide from. You've got to drink water. You've got to shower in water.
Well, yeah, if you want
to. Can't help it if it rains.
You walk around like a gimp.
But then.
How allergic?
Well, you start, you know, burning up at either. Think like Elphaba Wicked level.
I guess I'd rather burn
in
the sun.
You'd rather burn in the sun.
I'd do anyway.
In fairness, what I will give to the argument is water is everywhere.
Yeah, water's in so much.
And the sun is not. And I do feel like there probably is a place in the world where you could go. Is there where there'd be no sun?
In a cave?
Yeah, you could just move around the world at a time to... Yeah. Do you know what? It was actually a much easier would you rather than I thought it was.
Yeah, because the sun...
I think all of them are.
The sun you don't need as much, although you could then have negative effects of like when you don't see sun, you do kind of get like really unwell. And
yeah,
really, like,
true.
Yeah, but you could do that like, you could just look it up.
And I must admit, I do love drinking water. I like the liquid.
Huge fan of drinking water,
I would like to not have to get rid of it. But then I do like sometimes just standing in the sun and the brightness of sun. It massively changes my mood. Do you not feel the same? Does it not sort of have a...
Gives me a headache.
Right.
I've got a new phone and it's got...
I think we should get me a new phone.
It's got... Oh, yeah. So Tilly the other day... And I said that... I maybe said this on a live stream. I can't remember. Tilly the other day, or rather for the last couple of weeks, has been giving me so much crap for wanting a new phone. She's like, you don't need a new phone. You got a new phone like 2 years ago. I'm like, yeah, I need a new phone now because I want to be up to date.
I want to be up to date, but so, I don't need a new phone.
So then you're 13. When Tilly found out it was definitely happening, she was giving me a load of crap for it. And I was like, I was very busy that day, just like running around doing stuff.
No, and I was like,
oh, Tills, just fuck off. And mum was there, and mum came steaming down. I was like, do not speak to your sister like that, like properly angry. And so I turned around and said, I'm really sorry. Tilly, can you fuck off, please? And she hated that much more. Instead, she almost squared up to me. And I was just like, I'm sorry, I was trying to be polite. Anyway, I'm going to scan Tilly with AI.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you to do that.
And see what it comes up with. So there it is. There's
really annoying.
There's the scan of Tilly.
I still... Oh, no, I can't do it.
Oh, he's just come up with loads of pajamas. It didn't come up with Tilly.
I don't have this function. I'm really annoyed about it.
Yeah, you need to get good.
It just goes straight to my camera.
What if I just scan her face? Can I zoom in? Oh, I can. Wait. Just keep talking while I'm doing this.
Well, what do you suggest I talk about?
Seals, just move the mic. Anywhere but there. Okay.
Lower. All the way down.
All the way down. Okay. Wow.
Tills, could you let us please scan your face with AI? Without the mic, though.
That'll have to do. Search. It's just going to give me the mic. Yeah, it's giving me the mic. Fantastic. I'm so glad we did that exercise.
I mean, it's clever. AI uses a lot of water. Fun little fact for you. It's recyclable water. It all goes back in. But every time you do that, water is used.
Boring. Let's move on.
Well, I'm a little bit confused.
I honestly don't have much more information. I just know that for some reason, water is used to power AI.
I'll do that,
to be honest.
Oh. Me, my name is Tilly.
Okay.
And I'm going on a ski trip in... When is it? April.
A PA over here.
Mother Dobby.
I'm going on a ski trip in April, and I'm really upset because we're not allowed to take our phones.
Oh,
what are you going to do about that?
You're going to take your phone, aren't you?
Nah.
Yeah.
No.
And you're going to film loads of stuff, and you're going to come back, and we're going to post it.
Nah.
Yeah. What are your teachers going to do? Cry?
Well, if they see me, if they see me with it, they'll take it away from me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. Mum will be doing my snap streaks again like she did when I was in America.
That's crazy.
I was at camp.
That is so funny. Why anyone could do it but her.
New thing. Why does that matter to you? Why do streaks matter to you? I've always wondered about this in a teenage any gender.
Because it just means you're snapping your friends every day and you can see how many... Also, I've lost a load of streaks recently and I feel really bad because there were like 100, 200, 300, 400 like big ones, like not just like 17 days or whatever. So I feel a bit bad. Sorry if you're one of those people.
And so does it mean you're better friends with someone if you have a longer streak with them? Is that how
this
sort
of... In my opinion, kind of.
Wow.
I've still got an 833-day streak on Duolingo, so...
Let me see how long my streak is with Isabel. I'm pretty sure it's quite long,
To put
actually,
it in layman's term, an app is now deciding for you...
My streak with Isabel is 685, and my streak with Sophie is 732.
So you've not been as good friends with Isabel as I have with Duolingo.
Have you ever paid to restore a streak? You haven't?
No.
So... and I won't dob in who it is, but a couple of mates of mine do still do streaks.
No, tell us immediately.
I shan't, because it's not really relevant to this. I'll tell you after.
All right, fair enough.
I'd just rather not bait them out. However, they really do care. And don't get me wrong, I'm fine with people caring. Like, you do what you want.
Fucking stupid.
But when it got to a point of, I you know, lost my streak, because I don't go on Snapchat that much. I use it mainly for posting on our stories and various other things. But they both, maybe it was just one of them. One of them lost the streak with me. I lost it. And they bought it back. And I was like, why? Even it was like 40p or something like that. But
it's
I was like
99p.
Why did you do that? And he was just like, oh, just, you know, want to keep the streaks. I was like, oh, why? God. Why are you spending money on that?
Is this
like,
recent?
A couple months ago.
Oh my God. Listen, I don't use Snapchat for the first thing. Like, I very rarely go on there anymore.
You don't use anything.
True. When I was younger, I did streaks. I would be lying if I said I didn't.
No, I definitely did when I was younger.
But
yeah.
Again, I was one of the first to very quickly go, what is this for? Why do I need to do this?
I was the same.
And so I obviously don't know exactly when I gave up doing it, but it was fairly quickly. And I am being a bit harsh. I think it's harmless. It's a fun thing to do. But obviously when you get to the point where you're getting like your mum to do it because you need to keep them upheld.
She loved it.
I bet she does. Anything that makes her feel like she's getting some attention.
That wasn't
Why
very
did we
nice.
Fall silent on that?
I actually had a different question. I didn't really hear what you
said.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Does she respond to your mates? Does she like open them and actually?
No, I told her not to.
Right, yeah,
I was about to say, because that would be hilarious. Never imagine that. Mum's just like, hi, Isabel.
Just terrifying.
I'd feel bad for Isabel. I just know Isabel would be like, hi, Sarah.
Exactly. I'm going to, at one point, while she's away on the ski trip, I'm going to make sure I get to... Is she just going to have your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Or is she going to be logged in on her phone?
Well, I've actually made another account on her phone.
Oh.
I've got an account on my iPad, her phone, my phone.
Anyway, I'm going to like get mum posed up and stuff and take the picture of her and then like draw around her and stuff. Just loads of like little drawings.
You won't though, will you?
I absolutely will. Someone remind me. Someone remind me to do this.
The date
and I'll make
12th
it happen.
To the...
She's allowing this. Okay, fantastic. And I'm going to make it
probably
the best.
Probably 5-6 days we're there.
The best snap streak you've ever seen.
Okay.
So we've got something to look forward to now.
Happy days. We got a comment shout out.
We have. So each week, for anyone who doesn't know, we do a shout out for someone in the comments. So please feel free to leave a comment with a question or just something that you liked about the episode. And you might get a shout out in next week's episode. Also, we're going to be doing a Q&A episode again soon. And I thought it'd be nice to do it on Facebook. We do have a Facebook. It's just Max and Harvey. Because then I can leave up a post and people can just keep adding to it. If they suddenly think of a new question, we can leave that running for a bit and then I'll go in and get questions from there. So
Facebook.
Make sure you go. Yeah, crazy, right? So make sure you go follow us on Facebook.
I don't even have Facebook.
Just Max and Harvey. It's a page. And it's got like over 300,000 followers. I think it's verified as well. So like, just don't follow a fake one because that's just annoying and you won't see it. Anyway, this week's comment shout out is for Chloe Rosier, who says, "Hi, love you all. Really hope you see this. My question is, what tips would you give to someone who is not very confident? And please tell Dobby he's doing great work." There you go. Nice little shout out for Dobby. You should see how his face lit up then.
Yeah.
He sort of smirked lightly.
Any tips on confidence, Dob?
What?
Tips on confidence?
I don't know, man. I don't have much.
The man who sits behind the camera.
Yeah, that's why I threw it.
I liked this question because like we all obviously probably come across as fairly confident to a certain extent. And
I can be one of the least confident people in a room.
That's what I was kind of getting at, though, is that like in certain instances, we definitely can be confident. But also back when Max and I first started doing this, we would go to a lot of things, like whether it be events or conventions or God knows what. And we would be utterly shit scared of like not knowing anyone, not knowing what to talk to people about. I mean, we were 14, 15 at the time. And like,
but even still, we were probably actually in a weird way better than we can be at times now.
Yeah.
Because we just went for it and didn't
really care. There's less of a social sort of like awareness
when you're younger.
But I think for me, especially over the last couple of years, what's really helped me is remembering 9 times out of 10, if not sometimes 10 times out of 10, the person or people you're interacting with are just as awkward, just as uncomfortable, and just as scared as you are to be in a social situation. Not all people, but a lot of people. And honestly, as long as you keep calm and collected and just try your best in terms of making conversation, making small talk, that person is just going to be happy that you're talking.
If you're going to an event where you know there's going to be people in advance, because obviously you can be sprung some social situations
out of the blue, and that's terrifying. But have a think about, you know, what you are able to bring up in conversation and what might be relatable to other people, or what is going to develop either a potentially funny story that you have or anything like that that people can latch onto. Because the easier you make it for other people, it just will keep flowing. And yeah, that is sort of the basics of conversation, really.
You got any tips for confidence, Tills?
I was thinking about it just then.
Yeah, thanks.
And I was thinking, it depends, because I don't know if they're talking about like school or just like a new thing. But if it's like a one-time thing or something, I just think, probably never going to see these people again. I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it depends if it's like an evening thing, or like I went to a friend's birthday party the other day, and most of her friends were her school friends, and there was like three of us that were like her theatre friends, and then like everyone else was school friends. Did not know any of them. They were all in my year. And I was like, I'm probably never going to see them again, so I'm just going to make friends and then move on.
For sure. And that's a really good thing as well, like with never seeing people again, because even recently Max and I had to do a video for a brand called Bazooka, who basically wanted us to go and sing with people in a train station. And I don't know if you know this, but people in a train station are not often very accommodating, especially when they've got a camera in their face. So that feeling of like being rejected by person after person after person does take some hits at your confidence. Max very kindly opted for the version of which he didn't have to do anything.
No, I learned a bunch of songs on the piano and actually sung them for the people. So,
but I was flung out into the open trying to get people.
You have got the most confidence.
And the problem is I think sometimes I did have a bit of a lack of confidence, and then that will actually be my downfall, where the person's like, oh, you're a bit nervous, I don't want to interact with you, frankly. Whereas if you're a little bit more, okay, let's just do this, let's just be confident, the worst thing they can say is no, and then you go, well, thank you so much anyway. See you in a bit. Hope you have a great day. Blah, 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 whatever. That is a very niche situation that I'm sure 99% of our viewers probably won't find themselves in. But you can still apply that to any, you know, everyday life situation. And yeah, I just think if you remember that 9 times out of 10, you won't see that person again, or it's not going to matter because who are they going to tell, or who, you know, you're not being filmed constantly unless you are.
Well, unless you're us.
Yeah. Unless you're me.
Yeah. You're being filmed all the time, huh?
Yeah.
Do you want us to just like pack it in?
Yeah.
Can we get you to try the De Bomb?
Why was that the next
I don't know. It just came up. It made me think, she was recently on camera, but she didn't do the thing that we were doing, and that was why. Like,
I think I might actually go into cardiac arrest.
Name your price.
Think of the views.
A million.
Jesus. Really?
Yeah.
If we offered you like 10 grand.
Nope.
We were only in pain for like half an hour.
Dobby was in pain for about 3 days.
Yeah, well, true.
And he's a strong man, is Dobby.
Yeah, he's...
Oh, I bet he feels great about that. That's a huge win. He's a strong guy. You know what was funny actually earlier? Mum was like, oh, can you help me with something? I won't say what, but because I need, you know, you're probably stronger than me. And I was like, what, you think I'm stronger than you? And she kind of like, well, you know, just because you're, you know, a bit bigger. I was like, of course I'm stronger than you, Mum. Don't be stupid. Just completely shut her down. She was like, oh, well, I guess maybe I am a bit strong.
Do you know what I find most interesting and funny about Mum? And I don't know if anyone watching sort of has...
this has been the Sarah episode.
a similar, like, either friend or just situation. But poor Dobby, whenever he's in the house, if he's the only one available, like downstairs or whatever, we're all fannying about doing something else, she will put him on chores. She will get Dobby doing shit for her, whether it be like lifting stuff or feeding the cat or like anything. She will just be like, Dobby! Mum, that's not your son.
Didn't she ask you to empty the dishwasher once? It was the other time you were loading it or something, and I was like, you know, this isn't your house, and you were like, yeah, well, I'm just doing it anyway, and I was like, fair enough.
To be fair, sometimes I get Dobby to do things if I've cooked.
Yeah, Harvey goes, well, I cook, so you can clean up.
Yeah,
it's your kitchen.
Yeah,
which is fair enough. It's more about Mum getting Dobby on the chores that's funny, but fair play to her.
Well, anyway, thank you so much for watching. This has been the 13 Again podcast, which a lot of people are asking about actually, because you're going to be 14 in a couple of months, and oh, I wonder what we'll do. So stay tuned for that
teen
and see
again.
What happens. What?
Teen again.
Just teen again. That's what we should do. Just call it teen again.
Yeah. I'm not enjoying this.
What's going on?
I thought you were going to sign off quicker.
Well, we've been Max Harvey and Tilly. Or Max Harvey and Tilly Masu, should I say.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's make that stick.
Ha, 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 ha.
And we will see you when we see you. Thanks for watching. We'll be back at Saturday on 8.
Au revoir.
On Saturday at 8.
Yeah.
Because I can't use the English language. Le Bye.